This is the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of February the 16th, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
Rubén Villalpando, corresponsal de La Jornada, reportó desde Ciudad Juárez, 14 de febrero. La solidaridad, la exigencia de justicia y el dolor de los familiares de las mujeres asesinadas en Ciudad Juárez estuvieron presentes en las actividades de la jornada del V-Day que efectuaron hoy organizaciones no gubernamentales en la que participaron artistas como Jane Fonda, Sally Field, Lily Aragón, Laura Flores, Eve Ensler, Marintia Escobedo y Christine Lati. La protesta, que se inició a las 10 horas, fue organizada por Amnistía Internacional y las ONGs locales, quienes recordaron el Día Mundial contra la Violencia bajo el lema de Unidos por el Derecho a la Vida y hasta que la violencia termine. Las participantes se mostraron satisfechas por los nombramientos de la fiscal para los homicidios de mujeres y de la comisionada contra la violencia de género, pero explicaron que llegan con un retardo de 10 años, lo que ha propiciado impunidad y que los crímenes sean de Estado por la falta de atención. No obstante, la madre de una de las víctimas le pidió a la fiscal y a la comisionada que no sean nada más palabras, sino hechos, porque mi hija está en una tumba fría, y si hubieran actuado como debían, mi hija no estuviera muerta. Concluida la conferencia, la actriz Jane Fonda cuestionó la falta de respuesta de las autoridades policíacas de todos los niveles de gobierno para investigar y aclarar los crímenes contra las mujeres, e invitó a las madres de las víctimas a no declinar en la lucha y les prometió el apoyo y la solidaridad que sea necesaria. Associated Press reports that Mexican lawmakers ordered the Federal Comptroller's Office to perform an exhaustive audit of President Vicente Fox's office to determine if public funds were funneled to a charitable foundation controlled by First Lady Marta Sahagún. The measure was approved unanimously by a special commission of 37 senators and congressmen and directs government auditors to pore over records controlled by the office of the president to ensure that no government funding went to Vamos México. The measure follows an article published January 31st in the Financial Times that raised questions about the financial management of the fundraising organization. Also, the party that ruled Mexico from 1929 until losing to Fox in the year 2000, the Institutional Revolutionary Party, issued a statement charging Sahagún with using presidency funds to finance her possible campaign for president in the year 2006. The First Lady has indicated she is considering a campaign to replace her husband during elections in 2 years. Fox is barred from running again by constitutional term limits. From Reuters, this report. Around 2,000 pensioners invaded the ranch of Mexican President Vicente Fox, demanding the return of money owed to them from a World War II worker program in the United States. The pensioners who provided extra labor in the U.S. during and after the war were claiming the return of 10% of their salaries that was withheld from them during the 1942 to 1964 worker program. They say the money went into a savings fund, which in total was now worth millions of dollars. We come in peace, Ventura Gutierrez, a leader of the pensioners, told local media. We want the president to hear us, and we want to demand the return of the money that was withheld from us. The braceros feel tricked and used, said Francisco Arredondo, a leader in the National Bracero Association, during another demonstration outside the U.S. Embassy. The U.S. businesses that made the deductions know where the money went, and we're asking Bush and the embassy not to be accomplices. The Associated Press reports from a communique from the General Command of the Zapatista Army of National Liberation. The Zapatistas released their first ever list of 46 rebels killed during the group's 12 days of fighting against the Mexican Army in January 1994. A ceasefire was eventually declared, but the government estimated that 145 people, including Zapatistas and soldiers, were killed before it took hold. The Zapatistas have remained in open rebellion since then, though their struggle has been largely a war of words and organizing during the last decade. Until this communique, the group had never disclosed how many of its sympathizers were killed in battle and had not identified them. Zapatista spokesman Subcomandante Marcos said the group has honored those who died in combat or were tortured and killed by government soldiers away from the battlefield every February 14th for the past 10 years. Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.